Colleges of education are saddled with the responsibility of training manpower required in the education sector. According to the provost of the Federal College of Education, Oshiele Abeokuta, the postgraduate diploma in education course was designed for teachers with no education qualifications to enable them fit into the education sector. The rejection of the certificates from the institution by Ogun State government was, however, described as a politically motivated action. Dr. Ajayi explained that efforts are in top gear to ensure that graduates of the course in education are given required career progression by the state government.
It's very unfortunate that that has been the experience of some people, political reasons. It's so funny that when we do analysis of those that we train here, those who come from Oyo State, those who come from Lagos State and other states, they get back here and they get recognized. It's only our state, so it's for political reasons. We are sorry for those who have suffered from it, but it's not as a result of anything from our end, it's as a result of political issues from the state.
The provost explained that 8,777 students are expected to graduate at the combined 24th convocation ceremony. Dr. Ajayi, who stated that transparency was the secret of the peace be enjoyed at the institution, said the college would continue to support all government policies. Also speaking, the chairman of the ceremonial committee of the 24th convocation, Dr. Rafiu Shoyoye, hinted that the theme of the convocation lecture is to center on inclusive education, implications for teacher education curriculum planning and implementation in Nigeria. He noted that the success being recorded at the institution was due to inclusive policies of the authority.
He is a man that knows how to carry out the union. He told us whatever achievement he has made in this college is not done by him, but by the people around him. He so much respect other quarter.
The Federal College of Education Oshiele Abeokuta's convocation is expected to include graduates from full-time, part-time, and sandwich program of the institution. In Abeokuta, it's been Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.